Nice to have you back here on this Sunday morning. The greatest game ever pitched. Jim Kaplan joins us. Jim has done a ton of writing in baseball all throughout his career. Jim, you were on with us last year. We now have the 50th anniversary of the greatest game ever pitched. Your book is out by Triumph in paperback, and it's a pleasure to have you back on with us.
Great to be back with you.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the paperback. Anything new in it? Is there stuff that we didn't have in the hardcover?
It's pretty much the same thing, but I found some mistakes in the hardcover that have been corrected in the softcover. So it's a somewhat more complete game in that sense. And I was glad that they reissued it this year because, of course, the 50th anniversary is going to occur on Tuesday.
Well, we have so many listeners, and Sunday morning we always like to talk about books, and people always like to buy books for different family members, especially if they don't know that much about the history of this great pitching duel. It is one of the greatest in the history of baseball. You call it the greatest. There probably have been some Carl Hubbell games in there somewhere, but they're so far back. But why did you pick this one, and tell us what the key was in this thing?
Well, to me, defining greatest, it goes beyond statistics. It goes to the scene. And in this case, you had 42-year-old Warren Spahn, who was, everybody knew was going to the Hall of Fame, and 25-year-old Juan Marichal, who really made his case for greatness in 1963. 17 days before the game, he threw a no-hitter against Houston, and he went on through this season, the game and beyond, to win 25 games. So you have this wonderful matchup of an old star and a rising star. Spahn was left-handed, Marichal right-handed. Spahn was an American, Marichal a Dominican. And it was a perfect storm coming at Candlestick Park, which is, has always been a pitcher's park since the ball doesn't carry as far in cold weather. So everything came together for 4 hours and 10 minutes, more than 15,000 people there, and virtually nobody left the park until it ended at 12:31 a.m. on the 3rd.
Isn't it funny how baseball names are linked forever? You know, Kirk Gibson and Dennis Eckersley, for instance. And you have it in this forever. Juan Marichal with a great career. What, 240 wins, something like that, and Spahn 363 wins, and great rivals and difference in ages. But forever they will be linked because of this game. Isn't that amazing in baseball?
Yes. Yeah, and they would reference it a lot. At the Hall of Fame, you'd see a lot of people around Spahn asking him about the game, and Marichal always deferred to him, even though Marichal was a winning pitcher, because I think he understood that it was pretty special for a 42-year-old guy to throw 201 pitches in a game.
You always hear that story of Marichal said, "I'm not coming out if the old man is still pitching." Is that true?
It is. Alvin Dark understandably asked him as the game went into extra innings and beyond if he wanted to come out. And he said, "See that man there? He's 42. I'm 25. No way I'm coming out as long as he's still in it."
Well, you know, I was thinking about this morning. I don't think I've ever done a show with Juan Marichal on this game. Next time I see him, I'm absolutely going to do a show with him. I'm going to have your book with me. What is the style of the book? How does a reader approach it? Is it inning by inning? How do you weave it together?
It's pretty hard to write a 300-page book about a single game. So what I've done is write a dual biography of Marichal and Spahn and weave the game in into the text of this tremendously interesting lives that these two guys led. So I kind of tease the reader along until the end that brought them together in history.
And how does it end? And this, you know, you get a game like this, Marichal and Spahn, and of course the two great names of pitching, Hall of Famers and all that. But how does it end?
It's after midnight. Spahn has been doing extremely well with his screwball. That's the pitch he developed to extend his career after he lost his fastball. He's been doing it so well. He threw nothing but screwballs to Harvey Keene and got him out. He's feeling really good. So up steps Willie Mays, whose first homer, in fact, was against Spahn after an 0-for-12 start in his career. In fact, Spahn had always said, "If I'd only gotten Willie out, we might never have had to mess with him." But this time he hangs a screwball, and Mays sends it rocketing over the infield, you always hold your breath in Candlestick Park because maybe the wind will blow it back. But in this case, he really had something on it, and it carried out into the night. And I think when the fans stood up to cheer, they were cheering for the Giants. They're cheering for Warren Spahn and probably cheering for themselves to have stayed in the park until 12:31 a.m.
Well, Willie Mays, his record is he's the only one in baseball history to homer in every inning, 1 through 16. And for the trivia question, the 16 is this one right here. That's the one that did it for him.
Right. And Willie also uncorked an incredible throw while the game was still in regulation, 9 innings, to get Barry Larkin out at the plate on a single to center. It's pretty hard to do with two outs when the guy has a good lead and runs at the crack of the bat, but the throw that Willie made had even the hardened San Francisco sports writers just exclaiming it was almost beyond belief.
I'll have to ask Willie about the throw because, you know, he lists his five best throws ever. And, you know, a couple of them, of course, the World Series. He made another great throw against the Brooklyn Dodgers, one off Bob Skinner. He's got a few of them, and I'll have to ask him about this one and how that one stacked up.
I hope he still remembers it.
Now, we'll never see this again, will we, a game like this?
No. It's as soon as a pitcher reaches 100 pitches, they're always taking a second look at him to see not just how well he's doing. He must be doing pretty well to have thrown 100, but if there are any telltale signs of weakening, like dropping his arm or getting his pitches up. Unfortunately, too many managers will just assume that this guy has had it and I've got to get him out of here. But we've seen people like Verlander who can go well beyond that, not to mention Nolan Ryan, who was born on Krypton. But that 100 does seem to be the magic number, and it's doubtful we'll ever see someone throwing, say, 135, 140.
No, and these pitchers, excuse me, threw over 200.
They did. Spahn's last pitch was his 201st.
Wow.
Marischal threw 227.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And the day after, Spahn saw Marischal in the corridor between the two clubhouses, and he buttonholed him, and he said, look, you need to take an extra day off before your next start, and here are some exercises you can do. Spahn was always very generous to opposing players as well as teammates. It sort of drove his manager crazy, but that's the way he was.
How did their seasons end up?
Spahn did have some arm trouble. He missed 18 days, but he still won 23 games, and Marischal won 25. He, in fact, had more wins than anyone in baseball during the 1960s. Unfortunately, there was always somebody having a better year, so he never won a Cy Young Award.
He never got a vote in a Cy Young Award until 1971. I saw that someone brought that to my attention the other day, which to me was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, what a great game. You got me excited about it again. The 50th anniversary is coming up on Tuesday, July 2nd. Jim Kaplan, thanks for being with us. The book, The Greatest Game Ever Pitched, Juan Marischal, Warren Spahn, and the Pitching Duel of the Century. And, Jim, where can the people get the book?
You can get it by looking up or going to your local bookstore or looking up the triumph.com website. It's also available on Amazon.
Boy, very good. You got me excited about it again. I won't be on, thank goodness, on July 2nd, but I will be on July 4th and 5th. And when we end our segment today, I'm going to invite some of the callers to call in who may have been at this game. To talk about it, because it is one of the great historic moments of Giants history, and we have the 50th anniversary Tuesday. So I'm glad the book has come out in paperback, and I appreciate you coming on.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Marty.
All right. Very good. The greatest game ever pitched, Marischal and Spahn, the pitching duel of the century.